Welcome to Special Education at 11. Today's topic is what's up with State Performance Plan Indicator 14, also known as SPP I-14. For those who are new, SPP 14 indicator collects post-school results of students receiving special education services. Today we have Carla Johnson, ESC 11 Transition Specialist. She will discuss the upcoming changes in collecting the student information for SPP 14 data collection.
Hi, Pam. Well, you know, there are a few changes that are coming up, but before we jump into some of those details, do you mind if I just give a little bit of background on this particular performance indicator?
You can share whatever you want to share with us.
Okay. So for folks who may not be so familiar with this particular indicator, this is a performance indicator. On the other side, we also have SPP Indicator 13, which is a compliance indicator. You know that IDEA 2004 requires each state to submit a state performance plan. And that plan helps each state to evaluate their efforts in implementing the requirements and purposes of the IDEA. SPP indicator is about post-school outcomes. Like I said, it's a performance indicator. It is not a compliance indicator. And it requires that a post-school outcome survey be distributed to persons who receive special education services prior to exiting high school. That data is collected on those youth that are no longer in secondary school within 1 year of leaving high school. And that data will also inform whether those youth are employed in higher education or in some other post-secondary education or training program. As you know, the information for this particular indicator was submitted annually through TEAL, and TEAL stands for the Texas Education Login System, and LEAs, including charters, manually entered this information or entered exiting student demographic information. But beginning in the 2019-2020 school year, SPP 14 is going to be collected through TSDS or the Texas Student Data System. Now, my understanding is that a third-party vendor will have a large pool or a larger pool of students to sample, and then we'll send the survey to their random sampling of eligible students. So when we're talking about eligible students, again, we're talking about those students who have a specific leaver codes, and we'll talk about that here in just a few moments.
Okay.
So once it's all said and done, once this information is submitted to or uploaded into the TSDS system, then the survey results are submitted to the Office of Special Ed Programs at the U.S. Department of Education with the annual progress reports related to the state performance plan.
Okay. You said a lot there.
That was a lot.
All right. So I'm just going to break it down just a little bit
okay.
for our audience, especially for our new directors. So when we're looking at the post-school outcome, the basic question, what Office of Special Education in Washington is wanting to know, is basically what's happening to students with disabilities as they leave high school.
That is correct. They want to know, are those students enrolled in higher education? And I said employed, but really the key is competitively employed, or are in some other post-secondary education training program. It could be a training program that will eventually lead to some type of competitive employment opportunity. So the training that would lead to employment.
Okay. So you're using the term competitively employed. That's not a term a lot of people don't use. That we say employed. So would you like to explain what do you mean by competitively employed?
Well, we want to make sure that our students are earning a living wage, a wage that's commensurate to those without a disability. So honestly, it's been a while, but whatever that current minimum wage is, we want to make sure that our students are making that same wage as their non-disabled peers and not a, a penny less.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that.
Sure.
So we're also looking at whether or not they're enrolled in some type of post-secondary education institution, be it training, a certificate program, a degree program, but they're continuing on with their education.
Absolutely. Okay. Those would count towards that post-secondary education training. And it's important to know that a lot of those types of training programs can occur at a two-year or a four-year university. And again, there are some very short-term certificate programs. They can be anywhere from 3 to 6 months, just depending on the institution and what their requirements or the programs that they are offering, but that would count for the post-secondary training side of that particular data component, or SPP Indicator 14.
Okay, and so the reason why we're moving from the old method where the LEA personnel entered the data is so that we just get the data that's already in TSDS, that's already in the PEAM system, that we can increase the number of students in the sample.
That is one good reason, and you're absolutely right. This lever data, meaning, and we'll talk a little bit about what those definitions are per the PEAM's table, but or the code table, but those student datas have been into the system all along, every year, beginning actually in the summertime, to be quite honest. So, for instance, this month in July, mid-July, towards the end of the July, there's a summer submission that will occur. And then there will also be a fall submission of data for State Performance Indicator 14. And then there's also going to be, a little later than that, the core collection data, where everything is kind of pulled together. But the lever codes that will be collected for the purposes of SPP Indicator 14 include your graduates who are coded 01, 24 students that are coded 24, they withdrew to enroll in college to pursue an associate or bachelor's degree. 88, which is a court order to a GED program, and that student has not earned a GED. Then there's a code 90. Those students graduated from another state under provisions of the Interstate Compact on Educational Opportunities for Military Children, or code 98, which is an other, and this code is used for students who are withdrawn by a school district after a period of time because they have quit attending school and their reason for leaving is not known. This is that same code that would be, that code 98 would also be used for students that have dropped out.
Okay. So we're looking at graduates and as well as students who have dropped out, and then the other categories that you name as far as the levers. Okay. So is there any other data that's collected?
Actually, there's, quite a few more parts and pieces. There are some basic student demographic information, which we've always collected, even when we, in how we were doing it in previous years. But basic student demographic information, their latest effective special education date, effective date that they're receiving special education services. Their instructional setting code would be another piece of data that's collected, and also their primary disability code.
Okay. So I want to make sure that, because when we look at our 18 plus program, sometimes in the past, directors have gotten a little bit confused about whether or not they're submitting those students. But those students who are staying on, who are IEP continuous, their data, they're not included in this submission, correct?
They would not be included in this submission this round because those students would not correspond to either or any of those codes that we mentioned previously. But in the situation or the scenario that you painted, those students actually would be continuing or coming back to continue their education, and they would not be coded any of those codes that we just briefly talked about.
Okay. And you just said something. So let's say you had a student who graduated in May, but decided that he needed additional services. Mm-hmm. He comes back and requests services. The art committee holds an art and also determine he's eligible for services. Then that student would not be considered, would not be in this submission either, correct?
That is correct, okay. Ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Because that sometimes happens.
It does.
So we want to make sure we're getting the right students
The
submission.
That's right.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about TSDS, because I know enough to be dangerous, and that's really not much at all. So I'm gonna turn it over to you.
Well, you know, and that's the irony of this whole thing. Our PEAMS coordinator and our PEAMS folks on the campuses are very familiar with this system. And it's going to be something that's relatively new to us on the special education side, and so there's a lot of things we still have to learn. I do want to mention that we are going to be able to walk with our PEAMS coordinators and our special education staff. This fall, we're going to have a face-to-face training where we will be able to walk them through the system and actually get a bird's eye vision of what all these different roles are, what are the various reports that we want to make sure that we're running to make sure that by February, that third week in February, we are absolutely error-free and that we can push the submit button. Because once we hit submit, there's no turning back. And so we have from September 9 to start entering or continuing to enter this data, upload this information, monitor that information, and then that final submission would come that third week in February, and we should be 100% error-free.
Okay. And so those students are in that February submission, the last submission, then those are the students that will be contacted for each one of the LEAs for their post-school outcome survey, correct?
Right. Through that random sampling that TEA has talked about, and again, nothing real definitive on that, but there will be a contractor that will be reaching out to those youth to find out what it is that they, 1 year out, what it is that they are actually doing.
Okay.
So again, remember those students graduated in May of 2019, of this year, and those students, the
got it.
Vendor would be calling them in 2020, so they will have had 1 year to be out, hence that 1 year post-school outcome, and we're hoping that those students are certainly engaged in employment or going on to higher education or some other type of training program.
Okay. Or both.
Or both.
They could be employed well as taking courses somewhere.
That's right. Okay. It could be both. One or the other. Okay. But because I know we don't have a lot of time, and again, I hate to be so elusive about this whole process, I just want to encourage LEAs, and that does include our charter schools. We want to make sure that you have applied for your roles. And you simply need to do that by going to the TEAL application and requesting access for the TSDA portal in TEAL, okay? And again, there's multiple different applications that especially our special ed directors, they'll have access to, but what you're looking for is that SPP Indicator 14 one. From there, there's going to be a conversation and some collaboration with our PEAMS coordinator, meaning the special ed program staff, director, and or the PEAMS coordinators. There's going to be a conversation about what these different roles are. So not knowing a whole lot, I'm just going to briefly mention them. We're going to have a core LEA data promoter. You're going to have a core data completer. And I understand that that person is the one who's actually submitting the data. Then there is a core data approver. And then there's me and others here at the ESC who are ESC viewers. Those are the roles that we have. We can only see what our school districts are entering, monitor their promotions and their validations, and then, of course, view their report. So we will be here walking through this process with you, but we just don't have a lot of details about what the actual platform is going to look like yet. But we will on October the 30th, by October the 30th of 2019. And we're also going to provide a second opportunity on January the 15th, 2020. We are going to have a State Performance Plan Indicator 14 training from 9 until noon. Again, it is highly encouraged that special ed program staff, and that does include our directors, attend this training along with their PEAMS coordinators.
Okay, because you mentioned some terminology that I'm almost certain directors and other people in special education are not familiar with, but I'm certain that our PEAMS people and district level PEAMS people will be very much aware of the terminology.
Absolutely.
And also the roles.
That's right. And so that's why we are encouraging them to come together and learn about this new piece together, and then make some determinations about who's going to be doing exactly what.
Okay. Anything else we need to share with our listeners?
Not that I can think of. Again, I just want to encourage people to go into request their TEAL application so that there are no delays. School districts will be able to begin entering data as early as September 9th of 2019. That's just right around the corner. So this whole thing, this whole system, some of the demographic data has already been collected through the fall summer, the fall submission, but then there's that second phase of it. There's going to be some additional information and student demographic information that can begin to be entered as early as September 9th of 2019. So we just want to make sure that everyone has their roles and begin that process in a timely manner.
Okay. And from my understanding is that TA is going to start using the TSDS system to collect more data.
Absolutely. This is just the beginning. Okay. I don't even want to say a number, but it's quite a few different other applications that are in the process and will be moving to TSDS.
Okay.
One of them for sure that I do already know is RF Tracker, and we will be providing some assistance on that too. Hopefully, Stephanie, you'll be able to have a conversation with Stephanie about that particular data collection piece.
Okay. All righty, Ms. Carla, thank you for sharing information on State Performance Plan Indicator 14. Okay. RSTAs like to say SPPI 14. Yes. All righty. Well, thank you.
Thank you.